The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Thank you all for your practice. So, on the theme of Vedana, feeling tone, the second foundation of mindfulness, continuing our exploration. So, in Buddhist psychology, Vedana is one of the five aggregates, one of the five aspects of experience. And also in Abhidhamma, in higher teachings, it's one of the seven universal mind factors that are present in every moment of experience, always concomitant, always together, shows up together with consciousness. Whenever consciousness at any of the sense doors touches an object, recognition arises, sanya. And Vedana, feeling tone arises in every moment of experience, every moment of experience, with every object. And it's associated with objects, objects of the mind, body, ear, door, etc. And we often don't notice it, of course, when we're not tuned to it. Many times when it's neutral, as I mentioned yesterday, neutral might be not as easy to detect sometimes. But if we notice the absence of pleasant or unpleasant, then neutral could become more apparent. Now, it turns out, it's interestingly enough, as also you noticed, Vedana is not just impermanent, not just keeps shifting and changing one moment to moment. Oh, one moment day. Oh, this is unpleasant. My shoulder is tight. My breath is smooth. Unpleasant, pleasant, unpleasant, pleasant, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, neutral. Not only does it keep shifting in the field of experience, but also what's even more fascinating, and I was hoping with the invitation, the guidance this morning, you would see it with the sounds, that even the same object, the feeling tone, the Vedana for it, can switch. One moment it can be perceived as pleasant. Another moment, the same experience, the same object could be perceived as unpleasant or neutral or pleasant again. It can go back and forth and back and forth. And so much of the Vedana, the feeling tone that our mind perceives, has to do with our perspective, has to do with our assumptions, has to do with our mood, with our emotions. Have you noticed sometimes when, say, you wake up in the morning and maybe you don't feel so well or you're grumpy, everything seems unpleasant in the environment. Everything seems to have an unpleasant Vedana. Huh. Or imagine when you're happy, or say you're in a new environment, you're on vacation. Everything seems, the skies are pleasant, even rain. Maybe you love walking in the rain and when you're traveling. It's just so pleasant, whereas if you were in a bad mood, it's wet, it's unpleasant. I'm cold. So many ways to experiment, to see that Vedana is impermanent. It keeps shifting and changing. And yet, like a marionette, like a doll on strings, when we when we perceive, when, or rather, let's say, when Vedana arises, a feeling tone arises, then it gets amplified. Maybe it's a tiny little unpleasant feeling at the beginning, and then becomes unpleasant, unpleasant. I don't like it. Make it stop. Make it go away. I hate it. And then clinging, attachment, pushing away. But it all starts from that tiny little Vedana that we don't notice. And we'll explore that aspect of it more tomorrow as we'll look into the wheel of dependent origination, why Vedana is so important. And we'll explore that in the guided meditation tomorrow and that teaching in the Dharma. So for today, continuing with the theme of the noticing the impermanence of Vedana, noticing how it shifts even for the same object. You know, for example, another way you can experiment with it is with cold water, sometimes cold, especially cold showers, and say, oh, cold, cold. And then if you just say, oh, refreshing, oh, it can change and really feel good. So there's so many ways that Vedana of the same stimulus can shift. So in Abhidhamma, the compendium of Buddhist psychology, the only sense door that has a positive or negative Vedana inherently attached to it is the body door. All the other sense doors are, all the other five sense doors are invariably neutral. And they simply an outcome of one's own evaluation. So it turns out that, of course, all the sense doors have receptors to light, air vibrations, for sound, for chemical stimuli, taste or smell. But none of them have any distinct set of nerves that signify harm. The bodily sensation is the only one, according to Abhidhamma, the higher teachings, that have dedicated sensors that might actually detect, have an unpleasant Vedana associated with them. So I find this particularly interesting that the ancient contemplatives made this observation. And it turns out that when I gave this teaching some time ago, a neuroscientist heard it on a recording and sent me a note saying, yes, actually, this is another example where Buddhist writings, contemplatives really intuited something that we have later found independently in neuroscience and psychology, that the body sensations, touch is made up of several receptors. Mechanoreceptors, which feel pressure, thermoreceptors that feel temperature, proprioceptors for body position, and finally nociceptors, which only respond to high intensity, potentially damaging stimuli. And nociceptors are normally inactive until some intense influence acts on it, which we interpret as painful. So, fascinatingly, none of the sense doors. So, whatever arises, if a sound arises, even if a sensation arises, unless it's really high intensity, there is no inherent Vedana. It's all impermanent. It's all impermanent. It all arises and passes away, and it's all dependent on our perception. So with that, I wanted to also share. The invitation that I have for today is to notice how your mind places comparisons. You compare this to that. Oh, this is pleasant. Oh, this is unpleasant. And I hear various comments right now about, I think, the mic, etc. So notice how the mind labels this. These are all practice opportunities, how our minds find something rather unpleasant and try to and then lead into other steps of the dependent origination, the from contact, from an object at a sense door, contact arises, then Vedana arises, and then Tanha arises, clinging, wanting or not wanting, and then Upadana, becoming, arises. So all of these making the world is made from our worlds are made, our worlds of liking, not liking, getting caught, how we get caught, noticing how we get caught in liking and disliking, making things go away, or wanted more of them. It all starts with Vedana, this tiny little like and dislike that then snowballs into our reactivity, into our likes, dislikes, preferences, into wars, all starting from unpleasant, and neutral, which is why this is such an important teaching and is said to be the place that we can actually stop the wheel of dependent origination of suffering, going round and round and round and round in suffering. This is where we can notice it, between Vedana and Tanha. When you notice pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, before it becomes, ooh, like it, want it, ooh, don't want it, make it go away, before we get caught. So it's a very important link. So so the invitation for today is to notice how your perception, how your assumptions influence Vedana, and how impermanent it actually is. How it arises, it passes. If you don't, it just changes on its own. Not just overall experience, but for any particular experience. So, there was one question that was asked of me, and I wanted to comment on that. And that, because I thought the question was really of benefit for everyone. So the idea of Vedana, it can come up. Oh yes, here it is. So I'm remembering the question. The idea that Vedana can come up with different objects, sense objects. So one sense object, and they can arise in rapid succession. So for example, there might be a difficult emotion or difficult thought, like, unpleasant, or, and then you might see it, with awareness. So there could be pleasantness associated with the seeing. So they can quickly, rapidly shift and change, and they could still be the unpleasantness of the emotion or difficult thought, and the pleasantness that you're being mindful with it. And the mind will go back and forth so fast that you think they're both present at the same time, but actually the mind is going back and forth. And the other thing is that, as we will explore tomorrow and Friday, the teaching on Vedana is not to try to push it away or make all Vedana become neutral. That's not the goal of practice at all. However, to have freedom in the midst of it, they arise and pass, pleasant, unpleasant. Yes, you get to enjoy the pleasant without clinging to it. The unpleasant arises. Yep, it's just unpleasant. It's just unpleasant. That's all. You don't have to, unless it's dangerous in a physical stimulus. If it's to say just an unpleasant sound, it's just unpleasant. Okay. So it can have freedom in the midst of it instead of trying to shift and change the Vedana. That's not the teaching, and we'll explore those again more in the coming days. So thank you all for practicing, both for your own sake and the sake of all those whose lives you touch. Be well. Take good care.